Mark Pittman is the CEO of Blinksy, a location analytics platform to help customers, mainly the government, understand how people move in traffic, travel times, construction zones, transportation, and economic development.
Traffic engineers are some of the most underappreciated people because people only recognize when something goes wrong. No one notices when things go right.
Blinksy is working to make smart cities, cities with data-driven decision-making.
They're planning traffic through technology, right? They're using Google Maps. They're getting vehicle messaging signs that display travel times to them. They're being communicated with more effectively.
Pittman says his company does have a mobile app service, but they mainly work with the government.
The majority of our data is actually used sort of an internal operations perspective to help our customers, particularly departments of transportation and cities, make better decisions. So where to put on-ramps and off-ramps, how to update vehicle messaging signs, how to build better smart work zones, those kinds of applications, the things that sort of go in the background and maybe go unsaid.
This is the future. Pittman says smart cities and using data-driven decisions will become the norm.
It results in a higher utilization of tax dollars in more effective ways.
For example, if the city council decides to put in a $10,000 speed bump somewhere, but data can show that there's actually not a need for the speed bump, there's just one teenager who is speeding on a Friday evening after school. That can help alleviate costly infrastructure.
We are here to help our customers be successful, and our customers are the public servants who work every day to improve their communities.
These are the kinds of technologies and applications the public needs to be more involved with. Pittman says it also helps them understand why and where the government is making these decisions.
I think a more informed electorate is critical to everyone. Having buy-in at the local level, whether it's in Park City, which is one of our first customers and has one of our largest deployment of sensors, where we quantify everything from the impact of Sundance Film Festival and the ski resort to the travel time in real time throughout the city.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.